Hello and welcome to episode 12 of our podcast, Smart Consulting Sourcing, the podcast about consulting procurement. My name is Hélène and I'll be your host today. Each week, I'll give you the keys to better use, manage and source consulting services. In this episode, I'll go over the main pitfalls when writing an RFP for consulting services. Many companies rush the RFP process, making it either too vague or too precise. In both cases, they are decreasing their chances to maximize the outcome of the project. When you write an RFP, you want to be able to choose the best fit for you. And that means getting solid proposals from your shortlisted providers. So you have to convey your needs in a short document very efficiently. So let's have a look at some of the common mistakes when writing RFPs for a consulting project. The first mistake is to not have an RFP. So of course you need to know what you want to do, but when that's clear in your head, you have to write down those expectations in terms of deliverables, timeline, staffing, and budget. And you do that even if you work with consultant you know, and even if you work only with one consultant. There's only one way to make sure that the consultant deliver to your expectations is to clarify your expectation and agree on them with the chosen consultant. But rushing into the RFP is also a mistake. It's not the right solution when you don't know yet what you're looking for. You need to be clear on what's the problem that you want to solve and what type of approach you're looking for in order to formalize those expectations. So how do you do that? So you can organize a small workshop internally with the main stakeholders, but you will miss that external insights that a consultant can bring you. You can also use their RFI, request for information, for that preliminary phase and work with the consultant to co-build their RFP. But be careful, because some companies abuse the system and are seen as brain pickers. At some point, the consulting firm won't be willing to play along anymore. Another mistake is work with the wrong team when writing your RFP. It's important to have people on board that can understand both the business objective and the procurement imperatives of the RFP process. For a large project, you may also need to involve the strategy and the finance departments. You want to make sure that that project is aligned with both the strategy and the budget allocation for the consulting category for the year. And you know, getting the buying of the teams is really another look key success factors for a consulting project. And that RFP phase is a great opportunity to really start putting people together and make sure they agree on both the purpose and the approach that you want to take for that project and clear expectations. It may be the most important element of the RFP writing, you know, clarifying the expectation and very often bulged. The goal is to describe your needs in a limited number of words. So what question do you want to answer? What is the issue you're trying to solve? What are your deadlines? And what are the results you're expecting? That's it. If you're able to answer those questions in a limited number of words, then you get clear expectation. Sometimes RFPs are worded in a very fancy way. Some clients even are a little bit lyrical when they're writing, but the problem is that it's not a book we're writing, right? It's something about making sure that the provider will understand what you try to achieve. And in that specific case, clarity often works hand in hand with simplicity. I know there's a quote about John Maeda that I think is right on point. It's like simplicity is about subtracting the obvious and adding the meaningful. You really want to get right to the point with simple words in order to make sure that both your teams and your potential provider are really clear on what are the expectations. And there's another thing, you know, that can be think about is not all consultants are native speakers in your language. Really, I'm not a native English speaker. And sometimes even me, I consider myself as a proficient speaker. I can struggle with a complicated structure of a fancy vocabulary. And the problem is, not being a native speaker doesn't make me less of a good consultant or a good candidate for a given project. So this is important to when you open your bids to foreign companies or companies that are not native speakers in your language, think about that. And always remember that you will have the opportunity to go into more detail during the briefing of the shortlisted provider. So you don't need to write a novel about your project. You just need to give them enough information so they can prepare a proposal or at least know where that's going. And then during that conversation with them, in particular, if the project is complex, you can go in more depth about what the project is about, the expectation, the context, and so on. The RFP is also about defining your goals for that project. And those goals have to be realistic. Of course, you want to be ambitious, but you also want your supplier to be able to make it happen for you. And I always, remind my clients about the SMART objective. And, you know, in SMART objective, the A stands for achievable. That's what it's about. If you're not sure about what is achievable, don't hesitate to initiate the first round of discussion with the provider through an RFI, for instance. And last but not least, don't detail the deliverable too much. It's kind of the other extreme. You're re-describing to the comma what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. But deliverable in RFP are mostly an indicator of what it could look like or what are kind of the mandatory parts of the project that you want to see. You have to give the consultant some space to surprise you. After all, they are the expert in that field, and they might have, deliverables or organization or even a timeline that is more efficient. Let me give you an example. 2 years ago, I sourced a project for an organization rollout, and the client wanted a company really present the organization to the team and make sure everyone was on board. So it was a change management project with a pinch of organization. And the consultant that won came up with a game for the team. They created a game to get them to accept the changes and understand how they will work with the other groups. And that was absolutely not required by the consultant, by the client in the RFP. So that's an example of where the consultant can really bring something completely unexpected, but that can bring value to the client. Because at the end of the day, the RFP has two purposes. The first one is to make sure that you find the consultant that clearly understand the issue you're trying to tackle, that are able to tackle this issue, and that you can work with. And the second goal is to define a clear framework for the project so you can manage the project and measure the impact. Well, that's it for today. Next week, I will explain how to find new consulting providers for your projects. In the meantime, if you have any questions or want to learn more about what we do at Consulting Quest, just send me an email at etlen.lafitte with two F's and two T's at consultingquest.com. Bye and see you next week. Au revoir.